Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to Madani Channel's program, Quranic Insight. In the previous episode, we discussed the topic selected from Surah At-Tawbah, the warnings for not paying zakah. In this, we first highlighted the warnings associated with not giving zakah. Then, we discussed the consequences of neglecting zakah. After that, we also explored the virtues and benefits of giving zakah. In today's episode, we'll discuss another topic selected from Surah At-Tawbah, the excellence of building a masjid. We will begin by explaining the virtue and importance of building a masjid. Then we will mention the benefits of maintaining and supporting masajid. After that, we will talk about the etiquette related to masajid and other aspects. Finally, we will discuss the virtues of Surah At-Tawbah and share some invocations. Let's begin our episode by discussing the virtue of sending durood upon our beloved Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Recite durood upon me abundantly, for indeed, your recitation of durood upon me is a means of purification for you." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in Islam, the masjid holds great significance. It is the house of Allah Almighty, where Muslims gather at least 5 times a day. They offer prayers and find peace in their hearts and coolness for their eyes. The masjid is a place where people from different walks of life and varying ranks and statuses stand in the same row, worshipping Allah Almighty and calling upon Him. It is a noble place where the bondsmen of Allah Almighty shed tears for their sins, seek repentance and forgiveness, and strive to earn Allah Almighty's pleasure. The significance and virtue of the masjid and the act of building it is such that Allah Almighty has linked the masjid to Himself and has described the act of building it as a deed of the believers. Allah Almighty proclaims in Surah At-Tawbah,
إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "And the masjids of Allah are only inhabited by those who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish the prayer and give zakat, and fear none except Allah. So soon these people will be among the rightly guided." In this blessed verse, Allah Almighty has referred to the masajid as masajid Allah, meaning the masajid of Allah. Certainly, this is a mark of honor and virtue for the masajid, as Allah Almighty is relating them with Himself. The importance of building masajid can also be understood from the fact that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, the very first task he undertook was the construction of Quba Masjid. In addition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in many ahadith the immense blessings and rewards for those who establish and build masajid. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever builds a masjid whether small or large, for the sake of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will build a house for him in paradise. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, building a masjid is such a great act that its reward continues even after the builder's death. This is because the Holy Prophet ﷺ included it among the deeds that benefit a person after his passing. Hence, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, "The good deeds and acts of a believer that continue to reward him even after his death are as follows: the knowledge he taught and spread, a righteous child he left behind, the Holy Quran he left as inheritance, the masjid he built, the house he built for travelers, the canal he constructed, and the charity he gave from his wealth during his good health and lifetime. The reward for all these acts continues to benefit him even after his passing." Subhanallah. Dear viewers, in Islam, the construction of masajid holds immense significance and virtue, because the most important act of worship is salah, which is mentioned repeatedly in the Holy Quran in various ways. Masajid are the places where prayers are offered, where believers stand, bow in ruku, prostrate, and supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty. This is why the great legacies of noble prophets alayhim assalam are not royal palaces or grand mansions, but masajid. For example, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was not only a prophet but also a king of a magnificent empire, left behind no legacy in the form of parks, palaces, or grand estates. Instead, his lasting monument is the majestic Al-Aqsa Masjid, which remains a testament to his prophetic mission and devotion to Allah Almighty. Similarly, if Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam constructed a building, it was none other than the Holy Kaaba, the Qibla for Muslims. The beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also personally participated in the reconstruction of the Holy Kaaba before the declaration of his prophethood. He carried stones and assisted his uncles in this noble task. After the declaration of prophethood, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, he did not prioritize building his own house. Instead, the very first task he undertook was purchasing land for a masjid and personally contributing to its construction alongside his blessed companions. Dear viewers, these iconic masajid teach us an important lesson. We too should follow the sunan of the noble prophets alayhim assalam by contributing to the construction of masajid according to our ability. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah Almighty, even as small as a bird's nest, Allah Almighty will build a palace for him in paradise." Subhanallah. This means whoever contributes even a small amount to the construction of a masjid will get a palace in paradise. Therefore, whenever the opportunity arises to participate in this noble deed, make sure to contribute for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, so that you too may be deserving of rewards on Judgment Day. Dear viewers, it's important to note that Islam does not merely encourage building masajid, but also emphasizes maintaining and enlivening them. Islam encourages adding to their vibrancy, developing a connection with them, establishing the 5 daily prayers, and making masajid centers for spreading the message of the Quran and Hadith. The Holy Prophet ﷺ gave the glad tidings of a magnificent reward for those who form a deep connection with masajid and keep them enlivened. He stated that such a person will be granted a place under the shade of Allah Almighty's Arsh on Judgment Day. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "There are 7 types of people whom Allah Almighty will grant a place under the shade of His Arsh on the day when there will be no other shade except His." Among these fortunate individuals, He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam also mentioned the person whose heart remains attached to the masjid. Subhanallah. Morning or evening, Allah Almighty prepares hospitality for him in paradise. Every time he goes, whether in the morning or evening. Dear viewers, when going to the masjid, to enliven it with every step taken towards it, sins are forgiven and ranks are elevated. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs wudu at home, then sets out towards one of Allah Almighty's houses with the sole purpose of fulfilling one of the duties assigned by Allah Almighty. From each of his two steps, one step erases a sin and the other elevates his rank. Subhanallah. Therefore, we should play our part in enlivening the masjid and strive to perform all five prayers in congregation at the masjid so that we too may receive hospitality in paradise, have our sins forgiven, and our ranks elevated. Dear viewers, while contributing to the upkeep and prosperity of the masjid, it's essential to ensure its etiquettes are not violated. Observing the etiquette of the masjid is of utmost importance. The first among these etiquettes is to maintain the cleanliness of the masjid after its construction. Since the masjid is the house of Allah Almighty, it deserves to be kept clean even more than our own homes. In the blessed hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, great emphasis has been placed on keeping the masajid clean and tidy. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam commanded the construction of masajid in neighborhoods and emphasized keeping them clean and fragrant. Dear viewers, maintaining cleanliness in the masjid is a profoundly virtuous deed. And at times, such an act of goodness can lead to a person's forgiveness. For instance, during the blessed era of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, an elderly woman used to sweep the masjid. One day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam noticed her absence and inquired about her. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan informed him that she had passed away during the night and they had buried her. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Why did you not inform me?" The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan replied, "It was nighttime, so we did not want to trouble you at night." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "Show me her grave." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to her grave and performed her funeral prayer there. Allahu Akbar. Just think, the caretaker of the masjid, someone who simply swept the masjid, held such a high status and honor in the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This underscores the importance of valuing and maintaining the cleanliness of the masjid. We should ensure that our masajid are kept clean and free from all forms of dirt or impurity. Dear viewers, wearing clean and presentable clothes when entering the masjid is also part of its etiquette. This practice not only reflects respect for the sanctity of the masjid, but also contributes to maintaining its cleanliness. The Holy Quran instructs us to wear good attire when going to the masjid. Allah Almighty proclaims, "Ya Bani Adama, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjidin." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "O children of Adam, make yourselves presentable at the time of every prayer." This means that when attending prayer, wear clothing that beautifies and adorns you. Therefore, do not enter the masjid wearing smelly or dirty clothes, as this is prohibited. So when presenting yourself in the court of the Lord, arrive in clean and respectable attire. Do not come to the masjid after consuming foods with a foul smell. Dear viewers, entering a masjid after consuming foods with a bad odor is prohibited. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever eats this vegetable, that is, uncooked onions or garlic, should not come near our masjid, because even the angels are disturbed by things that cause discomfort to humans." Therefore, when the time for salah is near, avoid eating things that may cause bad breath. Do not engage in buying or selling in the masjid. Dear viewers, one of the etiquettes of the masjid is that buying and selling should not take place within its premises. This action is prohibited in the blessed ahadith. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, when you see someone selling or buying something in the masjid, say, may Allah Almighty not grant blessing in your trade. Similarly, raising one's voice in the masjid is not correct. It goes against the etiquette of the masjid. Once the Holy Prophet ﷺ was sitting in i'tikaf in the masjid, and he heard some people reciting the Holy Quran loudly. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam lifted the curtain and said, beware, each of you is supplicating to his Lord, so none of you should disturb others, nor should anyone raise his voice of recitation over another's recitation of the Quran. Reciting and listening to the Holy Quran is undoubtedly a highly rewarding act. For every letter recited, the reciter is granted one good deed, which is equivalent to 10 good deeds. However, there are certain situations where scholars have prohibited reciting the Holy Quran loudly. One such situation is when there are several people reciting the Quran. In such cases, there is the ruling that everyone recites in a low voice. Dear viewers, when the beloved Prophet ﷺ prohibited reciting the Quran loudly in the masjid, it is important to apply this principle to other matters as well, ensuring that no loud voices disrupt the tranquility of the masjid. Therefore, one should avoid raising his voice in the masjid so that no one is disturbed and the sanctity and respect of the masjid are preserved. Dear viewers, we've learned about the etiquettes of the masjid. Now let's discuss a few actions that salah performers should perform in the masjid. Salah performers should follow the sunnah when entering and exiting the masjid. Upon entering, step in with the right foot first, and when leaving, step out with the left foot first. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu states, this is one of the sunan of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when entering the masjid, step in with the right foot first, and when exiting, step out with the left foot first. Salah performers should recite the prescribed sunnah supplications when entering and exiting the masjid. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, when any of you enters the masjid, he should first send durood upon the Holy Prophet ﷺ and then recite this supplication. Allahumma ftah li abwaba rahmatik. Translation, O Allah, open the doors of your mercy for me. And when leaving the masjid, he should recite, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Translation, O Allah, I ask you for your benevolence. The salah performers should stand in front of a sutra while praying in the masjid. For example, he can stand in front of a wall, a pillar, or a chair. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam encouraged the use of a barrier, saying, when any of you intends to offer salah, he should pray in front of a sutra and stay close to it. It is forbidden to pass in front of a person who is praying. However, if the person has a sutra in front of him, there is no harm in passing. Regarding passing in front of a salah performer, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, if any of you knew the punishment for passing in front of a Muslim brother who is engaged in praying to the Lord, he would prefer standing in that place for 100 years rather than taking 2 steps in front of him. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, avoid passing in front of a person who is offering salah, and also make an effort to follow the other practices mentioned. Inshallah, you will earn abundant rewards. May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to build and enliven masajid, and bless us with the honor of preserving their sanctity. Dear viewers, we have discussed the virtues of building and maintaining masajid, as well as the etiquettes of the masjid. Now, as we conclude our episode, let's listen to the virtues of Surah At-Tawbah and its recommended invocations. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the hypocrite is unable to remember Surah Hud, Surah At-Tawbah, Surah Yasin, Surah Ad-Dukhan, and Surah An-Naba. In the Blessed Hadith, we have been encouraged to memorize this chapter. Sayyidina Atiyah Hamdani radiallahu anhu states that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu wrote, "Learn Surah At-Tawbah and teach your women Surah An-Nur." Dear viewers, reciting this chapter brings worldly benefits as well. For example, if someone recites Surah At-Tawbah 11 times and then approaches a ruler, the ruler will treat him with kindness. Similarly, if someone keeps the inscription of Surah At-Tawbah with his wealth and possessions, blessings will be granted in his wealth and possessions. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discussed a selected topic from Surah At-Tawbah titled "The Excellence of Building a Masjid." We began by highlighting the importance and virtues of constructing a masjid. Then we discussed the blessings associated with maintaining and enlivening masajid. Following that, we covered the etiquettes of the masjid and other related aspects. Finally, we shared the virtues of Surah At-Tawbah along with its recommended invocations. May Allah Almighty accept our efforts. Insha'Allah, we will return in the next episode with a new topic. Stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.